Cases of COVID-19 are at a record high in Wisconsin. Right now, hospitals across the state are treating the highest number of patients since the pandemic began. There are about 20 patients at an alternate care facility at State Fair Park, and Children's Hospital of Wisconsin announced it will be accepting patients as old as 27 if other hospitals are full. Hospital staffs are stressed and becoming overburdened with patients. Dr. Mark Kaufman is the chief medical officer at the Wisconsin Hospital Association, and he spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the situation that the state's hospitals are now facing.
Right now, hospitals across Wisconsin are very stressed. As we continue to set records for new cases almost every day, hospitals who are taking care of both the COVID patients and all the non-COVID patients who have significant health conditions, hospitals are finding that, especially with respect to healthcare personnel and nursing staff, they're getting stretched to the limits.
Yeah, when we say stressed, what does that look like? You just mentioned, of course, the hospital staff, the resources. What does that look like at a hospital?
It sometimes means postponing or canceling scheduled procedures. It means shuffling staff, sometimes from outpatient areas to inpatient areas as the demand to take care of patients in the hospital increases. Sometimes transferring patients to different facilities to match hospital resources to the patient volumes and needs.
Now, this is a question that might sound a little obvious, but do hospitals really fill up? Could there be a situation here in Wisconsin where the hospitals, all of them, are full?
I think it's really unlikely that we will have all, I believe, 134 hospitals in Wisconsin full. But depending upon the area and the surge in COVID and the hospital capacity, there's no doubt that many hospitals are operating at peak capacity, sometimes are not able to accept new patients in emergencies, and those patients are sent to other hospitals. And even in non-COVID times, hospitals work together to transfer patients depending upon the level of acuity of the illness of the patient. What's happening in COVID times is, and this is actually a bit of good news, not only are hospitals working together within systems, we have a lot of large integrated multi-hospital systems in Wisconsin, but hospitals across systems in the same geographic area, you know, normally who would, quote, compete in the business sense, are cooperating, collaborating, sharing data, matching resources to patients. So everybody understands that it's all hands on deck. It's about getting the care to Wisconsin citizens, and really all of healthcare, and especially hospitals, are working very, very hard together to make sure that we can meet the healthcare needs of all Wisconsin citizens, COVID issues and non-COVID issues. But hospitals truly are getting stretched to the limits. And if you look at the curves of the graphs that show the number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized, we're now over 2,000. And just to give you an idea, in the spring, when we were sort of new at COVID and we're all very concerned, we were in the 300 to 400 range, and now we're in the 2,000 range. So it's been a dramatic, dramatic increase.
That's Dr. Mark Kaufman, Chief Medical Officer at the Wisconsin Hospital Association. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.